What's up? It's the Georgia Show here on your Sunday night, 7 p.m. Thank you for joining us as always. And as always, we've got to give a huge shout out to our friends at American Pride Bank. Look, guys, Georgia hoping to put some money in the bank tomorrow, and we're going to talk all about that. But if you got some money you need to put in the bank, get with American Pride Bank. Locally focused, they're decision makers, and they're people that are in your community. Whether you're in Athens, Alpharetta, online at AmericanPride.bank, they can help you with your banking solutions. You're always talking to a decision maker when you're talking to American Pride Bank. They specialize in small businesses and personal accounts as well. So get in touch, AmericanPride.bank, your trusted partner. Remember, they are a member FDIC and an equal opportunity lender. Rusty Mansell, speaking of money, like I said, Georgia hoping to put some in the vault on Monday, as much as spend some. Yeah, no doubt. I probably take a little out of the vault, really, if we're getting down to it. Jared Curtis, the 5-star quarterback, the number one quarterback in the on-3 rankings, one of the top players in the country, no matter where you look, as coveted of a recruit as there has been in some time for the Georgia Bulldogs when it comes to the quarterback position. A guy with the correct build, a guy with the correct measurables. He's just the total package. And he is set to announce his decision tomorrow, Monday, May 5th at 5:30 p.m. The Georgia Bulldogs and Oregon considered to be the two schools fighting this out in the end. And I say considered because I don't think anybody had Justice Terry pulling out a Texas Longhorns hat. So you can't ever write these things off, man. Things change in the world of NIL. But Georgia and Oregon.
You had to bring that up.
I'm just saying. Georgia and Oregon, the two competitors in this race, Rusty. Let's just get this thing going, man. Preview this decision a little bit. Going back a little bit in the history, Jared Curtis, a former Georgia commit already, decommitted last fall after about 6 months of a commitment, has continually kept Georgia in the mix, though, has cited Mike Bobo as a big factor in this thing. His connection with the coaching staff, Montgomery Van Gorder, before he left the staff, was a huge motivator for him. Connected with Kirby as well. Likes the proximity to home. Oregon, however, a little bit more, I would say, illustrious perhaps in the offensive realm over the last couple of years, perhaps, if you wanted to look at it that way. Certainly also, they got a big swoosh behind their name that carries a lot of weight in the world of marketing. And so there's always going to be that consideration out there too. Oregon's a great program. I think everybody who follows college football understands that, knows that, you know, Dan Lanning came from the Kirby Smart tree. So you're going to have some carryover in philosophy as well. But going into this thing, Rusty, I guess you've had a chance to see Jared Curtis in person. And I want you to first off just tell the people about this guy as a player. What is on the line with this kid as a prospect?
Well, I think I've been to see two or three players the last, you know, I'm not on the road as much anymore. I got a new role and with Dogs HQ and some of the things. So I'm not on the road as much anymore. One point late September last year, I was like, I want to see this kid throw. So I drove to Nashville. I did a 1-day trip. I went up there and watched him practice and drove back to Georgia. And I remember walking in, because I've been doing this a while now. I remember walking in and meeting the coach, meeting Jared, and watching practice a little bit. And I walk out on the practice field, and I've kind of conditioned myself not to have that, you know, that visit high where, you know, you see things and you kind of overreact, what I call the visit high with kids. And he threw two balls like immediately, and I turned around and was like, oh, you know what? And it was funny because his head coach looked at me. He goes, that's the same reaction I get from everybody. He goes, every coach that's came in here from Ohio State to Georgia to Alabama to Ohio State, Notre Dame, everybody, the same reactions as what you just said. I was like, oh, my goodness. Like, I don't know if I've ever seen a ball come out of somebody's hand like that. Now, you know, he's certainly up there with one of the strongest arms I've ever seen. I think he's pretty effortless. Watching him, you know, there's not a lot of jerky, herky-jerky motion in him. I mean, the ball gets out of his hand extremely live. He was bigger in person than I thought. And, you know, just looking at him, listen, this is not the only quarterback in this class. Now, obviously not. This is not only quarterback Georgia's recruiting.
Right.
But I will say this. I talk to colleges all over the country, and I haven't talked to one college that hadn't told me that's the guy. Like, there's Jared Curtis, and then there's some good quarterbacks. So you kind of understand why two schools are locked in, two schools like this. And I'm not saying this is the only good quarterback, but the general consensus around the country is this is the guy. This is the alpha male walking around in the room right now, and it's Jared Curtis. And he's got a different skill set, and he's got a different tool bag with him. And, you know, he's something special. When you see Georgia and Oregon head-to-head this long, and other kids are waiting for him to make his decision, you know, this time tomorrow night, we're going to know what school landed him.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you know, I guess the one thing, let's talk a little bit about the concerns, Rusty, around this kid. Mm-hmm. And the consistent one mm-hmm. that I tend to hear, and I'm curious as to your take on this, is the level of competition he's played. He's at Nashville Christian, not exactly mm-hmm. a powerhouse. The private school mm-hmm. league is what the private school league is. And I'm not saying mm-hmm. it's bad football. Guys come from those leagues all the time and are great players. But it's not mm-hmm. exactly 7A Georgia ball. It's not Texas, you know, top of the mm-hmm. list. Does mm-hmm. that hold anything for you? Does that kind of make you wonder about the adjustment for the next level, just kind of trying to project ahead?
Did anybody have any concerns with the league Arch Manning played in?
Certainly not.
I don't think the league Arch Manning played in is even as good as the league he's in. So there's always, you know, questions, but you get to see these kids now so much in high school and in national settings and those type of things. So you have a little bit better perspective. Would you want him playing the Carrolltons and Miltons and Graysons? Yeah, I would. I'd love to see him against those schools. But, you know, the same people that saw Arch Manning knew that Arch Manning was the best player on the field by far, never played anybody remotely as probably in the same realm as him in that league in New Orleans. So, you know, it's I don't have too much concern there, to be honest with you. I don't think that he's the type of kid that thinks he wants to come in and play like day one. Like that's not mandatory. I haven't had that feel out of him. He has talked about the long-term development, and I'll just say it, man. They're not getting him without Mike Bobo, period. Like the decision for Georgia to go all in on him, and I've said this, he and Juju Lewis were in the same class. They were in the same class for a long time. And Georgia pretty much made their move to Jared Curtis. And when they did that, that meant a lot to that family. And they committed not far after that. Basically, that what I was told was they called Georgia and said, are we a take? And they said, yeah, anytime you want to commit, you call. And wasn't long after that, they committed. So there's been some loyalty with that family and Mike Bobo. There's been some loyalty and, you know, what they feel like he can do with him and kind of what he's done with quarterbacks like him. And obviously you have to look at a player like Matt Stafford would be the highest rated player, what he's done there and what Mike Bobo did with him, those types of things.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's going to be a big one, man. Everybody going to be watching it. We're going to talk a lot more Jared Curtis, but before we do want to shout out our friends and partners over at sunheist.com. Guys, if you've been following the show, you know that we love our Sun Heist, man. We've all got a pair, and these are quickly becoming my favorite shades. Jake Rose said best pair of shades he'd ever owned the other day. You walk around with these things on, man, and I'm telling you, you forget that they're there. I keep having to remind myself that I have a pair of sunglasses on because they just hang on. They disappear. I mean, they're so lightweight. They're so versatile. And that's what makes them so special. They are made for all your adventures, whether it's hiking, whether it's tailgating, whether it's just kicking back in the lawn chair and listening to the Georgia show and the breakdown of Jared Curtis. Sun Heist got you covered on it. You can get over there, check them out. They've got tons of frames, tons of ways to customize this with different lenses and the like. Code DOGSHQ20, that's DAWGSHQ20, gets you 20% off your first purchase over at sunheist.com. They ship quick. They're local to the Georgia area. They are just outside of Athens. So they're Georgia fans, they're Georgia people, and they do a fantastic job when it comes to what they do well. So get over, check out sunheist.com and use code DOGSHQ20 for 20% off your first purchase. All right.
Couple questions here. A couple comments I want to make here. Some good, great questions here. Hunter Lacey, thank you for being here always, man. Says, how long can we afford to let a $2 or $3 million quarterback sit on the bench? That's a great question. That's a great question. So here's how I want you to program yourself forevermore. Forevermore, as a Georgia Bulldog fan, as a college football fan, those quarterbacks are all making a lot of money. They will be the highest paid player just about most likely, other than the Ohio State wide receiver, on your team. So
I mean, I would dare say, Rusty, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's not like the guys that Georgia's recruiting, aside from Jared Curtis, are coming in for a lot less than that.
Bo Bentley is going to have two commas in his salary. I can tell you that. I don't know where somebody, not me, but somebody along the line has made the point like that's a discount guy. Bo Bentley's not a discount guy. Oklahoma, right. LSU, and Georgia, he's not going to go, hey, man, you know what? I'll take a million less to come there. Oh, by the way.
Love of the game.
he has an agent, too. They know the market. You know what I mean? Would Jared Curtis cost a little more? I would probably think so, just my gut feeling. But, like the quarterbacks, those are – just program yourself – in a kind of an NFL mind to where the quarterback is the highest paid player. Even the rev share market, 90% of the quarterbacks are going to be the top paid positions. And, you know, and my question is, I've asked a couple of college coaches and people have kind of danced around this. Nobody really wants to answer it. But my question was, hey, are these 2 to 3 year contracts? And they're minimum 2 year contracts. So you're going to be, if you sign player X for $4 million or $3 million at 1.5, that player's getting that money. So that's out of your rev share. Like you don't want to miss anymore, you know? So there's a lot of different dynamics and people get real nervous about that type of thing. You can clean slate and understand that if you're a quarterback at one of these high profile schools, you got a good chunk of your rev share in those guys, and you're not getting a guy at a discount. These are quarterbacks. These kids that have all these offers now with agents. Now, this rev share stuff will kind of regulate a little bit if it winds up going into place that way. But I can tell you, even with rev share, the decision, that pocketbook money, how much money you have, that quarterback is going to eat up a good chunk of that. So that's just the way it is.
Yeah, that's how it works in the NFL too. I mean, and like we got a lot of people talking NFL
over
here.
Yeah,
we've got some questions coming in from our producer today. Illustrious
Jake, what's up, guys?
Making it a threesome tonight.
Come out of the curtain over there.
Yeah, I didn't. I wanted to have some lead-in music, but we couldn't find any. I had a couple questions that I wanted to get to. You know, producing the show and everything. And one of them is, Rusty, what's Georgia going to do if they don't land Jared Curtis?
Well, they're going to keep recruiting Bo Bentley. They're going to keep recruiting Landon Duckworth. Who did Mike Bobo go see? We saw in Oklahoma last week as well.
Jaden O'Neal.
They definitely went and saw other players. That's the one thing. The one thing I've said the entire time. I think Georgia learned their lesson with Dylan Raiola. You know, kind of have it. Even though they got Ron Puglisi with that. I think that Georgia recruited like two quarterbacks right there, Dylan Raiola and Ryan Puglisi. Thought they had them both, and they kind of backed off. Georgia hasn't really backed off. Mike Bobo was on the road in January. He saw Dia Bell. He went and saw all these guys. And last week he went and saw guys. You know what I mean? So there's differences there with this. So they have not put, I would say, all their eggs into one basket. It's clear. They've been in on Jared Curtis for a long, long time, and they're not going to stop until they find it. They get an answer tomorrow, in my opinion.
I think, what is important about this, and I mentioned this on the board today, to me, the timing of this decision is right for Georgia. This is a really good time to get this word, to figure it out one way or the other. Now, I'm not saying things can't change down the stretch. We saw that with Dylan Raiola, and I would bet you if – Jared Curtis commits, Georgia's going to keep that in mind and in their back pocket and continue to do their due diligence because they know that anything can happen. But if you go into this summer knowing that you are not going to get Jared Curtis, you've still got time to really kind of shift your chips here and go in on another quarterback all in and make him the guy. And I think that guys understand that, you know, going back a few years, I think that there was some offense, right, to I'm not the guy that they came after first, right? I think that that mentality has shifted because of the business aspect that has been brought into this a lot. And I think guys are a little more understanding of that's just how the business works these days. So I think the timing is good for Georgia when it comes to this.
Georgia gets the benefit of the doubt too, kind of, because it's, listen, with Georgia's room, it's pretty open in my opinion. You got some questions with Ryan Montgomery coming off an injury. You know, you bring in Hezekiah Melander, you bring him in kind of last minute deal there, Ryan Puglisi. You come to Georgia and you think, you know, I'll just go there for a year. I'll practice, see how things are. There's a pretty good path to playing at Georgia down the line. I'm not saying it's the easiest path, but I'm also confident in if you go to Georgia, you're going to play in big games. You're going to have a lot of eyes on you, and you're going to have pieces around you. And, and so that's one of the advantages Georgia has. As you say, if they don't get Jared Curtis, somebody's going to look at that and go, I don't give a damn if they call me in January or not. There's an opportunity right there in Athens, Georgia, and I better jump on this thing while it's here or somebody else will.
Well, and that money that Jared Curtis was going to get paid going to go to somebody. So,
I want to here too, if I misunderstand this, let me know, Rusty, but Georgia's been upfront with Jared Curtis about the fact that it's going to recruit other quarterbacks, that it's not trying to, there's no hiding anything in this whole deal. It's, hey, we've got to go all until we've got you in. We've got to do what we've got to do. I think everybody, there's a mutual understanding and a round robin type of understanding with all parties involved here.
Yeah, I think Jared Curtis can put an end to that tomorrow if he wants to.
Yeah.
I think Georgia's.
There are some guys that got into the whole thing a week ago if they wanted to. You know, if they wanted to go before Curtis, there's some that could probably put an end to it then too.
I think that would have been some big boy calls. You know what I mean? That Kirby Smart gets paid $13 million. Somebody called last week, one of their kids, and said, we want to commit right now. That would have been a big boy decision. Yeah. I think everybody's waiting to see what he does tomorrow, and that's going to create some dominoes because what does Oregon do? Oregon basically let their quarterback walk.
Yeah,
they let their guy just about go to get Jared Curtis. Oregon is completely – let me make this real clear. Oregon is completely all in on Jared Curtis, and they have made that clear with him. So if they don't get him tomorrow, what dominoes fall that way? Who are they in on? So, it'll be one of those deals, and you also got the portal window, to next year. So, but there's a long way to go. But Georgia's, this is a big decision, not only for Georgia and Oregon. This is a big decision for the 2026 class. In my opinion, this is the first major recruiting domino to fall in this recruiting cycle. As it's starting to get wild now, May's coming up, we got OVs coming and all this stuff, be a lot of decisions. But to me, this is the first big piece of the 2026 recruiting class.
No doubt.
Yeah. Now, if I'm not mistaken, I do think Oregon actually had a quarterback on campus here recently for like
probably
a visit.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah. Could, I believe may Robert have. Lyons. Could have.
I believe Ryder Lyons is still kind of on their board. I mean, USC's in good shape with him, but USC also took the guy that, took Jonas Williams, who I, think the world of. And so I think they, that's another thing they're working. So they're not completely dead in the water at that point. I don't think anybody.
But
you're right. They did essentially let a very talented quarterback in Jonas Williams walk to go all out for Jared Curtis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who's going to run on him, man?
So that begs the other question, just two sides to the same coin. What if Georgia lands the five-star quarterback? What if they get Jared Curtis? Then, I mean, I think you guys agree with me that nobody's the Pied Piper, not in this day and age and barely ever. There were some that influenced what other people did. So, but does this give Georgia some momentum maybe going into some other recruitments going forward?
Yeah, I don't think landing number one quarterback in America ever going to hurt you. I think you say, look, hey guys, you look at Jackson Cantwell, which will be the next decision, and if you're Jared Curtis, I'm saying, hey man, I got to have you. You got to cover my back, man. And you look at a five-star offensive tackle prospect that's going to be deciding really soon here, and I would imagine if Jared Curtis commits to Georgia on Monday, he will immediately switch into recruit mode, trying to get people to come with him. So that's the thing. I'm fairly confident in that if Georgia lands him, this guy's going to be all in for Georgia pretty quickly. he's going to know a lot of kids. This isn't like, you know, 2007 or eight, you know, you get a guy and you try to get 12 guys to go with him. Each one of these are individual decisions, but it does not hurt at all to say, we have Jerry Curtis. Let's build this thing around this quarterback in this class and let's roll.
I brought this point up as well. And I think that in the world of NIL and the marketing that comes along with that, guys want to attach their names to guys like Jared Curtis. They know Jared Curtis is going to get articles written about him. He's getting page views. People want to be in that circle. It's just like it happened with Arch Manning. You saw what that did for Texas, and that really kind of set off a big, big summer for them. I think that Jared Curtis can have that similar effect because guys recognize he's going to be in front of cameras. He's going to be talking about, this is the guy I'm recruiting. They want to be in that realm as well. And I think that those things, while not ultimate deciders, end up playing a part in this, because at the end of the day, a lot of this boils down to marketing.
Yeah. And another thing I'll point out too is, you know, there's Jackson Cantwell, obviously, and there, if I'm not mistaken, there's more than just Georgia and Oregon are recruiting those two. I think they kind of know each other a little bit, but pushing that to the side, because we'll talk about it in a second, I like the fact that there are some big-time targets left for Georgia on the offensive side of the ball that they're in pretty good shape for. They're very much in the thick of it for guys like Derek Cooper, Mark Bowman. You know, I'm not as up to speed on this Georgia receiver.
Ryan Mosley, those guys. Yep.
Yeah, those types. And so, you know, you start talking tipping the scales, you start talking about taking that extra visit. That's where it really pays off, is kind of getting that guy. Hey, I'm trying to decide whether I'm going to take an unofficial to this school or this school on that final weekend and maybe join some official visitors somewhere. Well, you can kind of tip the scale and get that to go in your favor if you've got an extra guy in his ear. And if you got somebody that's motivated that wants to help you recruit, like Jake Fromm did in his class, like Richard LeCount did in that class, you know, you do have a full-time recruiter at that point. You've got somebody that never has to pull back, never has to, you know, decide how many times he can talk or how many times he can FaceTime. There's none of that kept up with. These guys can talk amongst themselves as much as they want.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that that's a huge piece of this. I mean, that's, and again, I think that that kind of goes back to what I was saying. You know, the Pied Piper mentality, like you said, has probably largely been overblown. And there are some personalities that have always attracted in that way. Richard was like that. Jake Fromm was like that. You know, but I mean, Carson Beck was a hell of a player and a guy that a lot of people wanted. That wasn't necessarily the effect Carson Beck had. I mean, that wasn't, and some guys, that's just not their style. I don't know.
Matt Stafford wasn't.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, some guys it works, some guys it doesn't. I could see that. To me, the name Jared Curtis does as much as the recruiter Jared Curtis in terms of what guys may be impressed with.
It also, you know, Kirby has the, for whatever reason, it has the reputation of being cheap. You know what I mean? Georgia's cheap, man. They won't pay people. They win that one tomorrow. That's he didn't come because the Raising Cane's on campus. I could assure you that. So,
well, hey, listen. What we do know, though, and Roos and I have had a good laugh over this, is we know that Jared Curtis's agent has not talked to Georgia at all yet. You know, he's not going to talk to him until he's committed. So.
I really appreciate it. It's so refreshing to hear that in the NIL era, that they're keeping that off the board and they're really just locking down on football, man. This is coming down to no business decisions. Yep.
He's going
to
find it. He'll find out when we find out, huh?
We'll work the money out later. And I'm sure Drew Rosenhaus is doing the same thing for Jackson Cantwell. I'm sure that he's staying out of this
thing. I can assure you that's not the conversation. I can promise you Drew Rosenhaus is zero. I can tell you on my children that Drew Rosenhaus is handling that one. I can assure you that's the number one agent in the world, basically.
His agency is for sure. Yeah.
He's got two or three high school kids and they're all five stars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Drew lives in a penthouse in Miami for a reason. I can tell you that.
Well, guys, best part of the show, I'm leaving. We'll see y'all later on.
Oh, man. Man, dine and dash on us, didn't he?
No, Al. Listen, hey, if you're trying to find somebody that will not dine and dash on you, stick with you all the way. That's Andy Ludicky and the folks over at MyPerfectFranchise.net. You can get over, check those guys out. Look, They're business professionals. They've started businesses. They're entrepreneurs. They've run multiple franchises, own multiple franchises, and they want to take you into that world as well. If you're looking to change your life, you're looking to expand your business, you're trying to find your way into there, Andy Ludeke and the team at MyPerfectFranchise.net can help you. They're experienced professionals in this, and they offer their services to you free of charge. They're trying to connect you with your American dream. We recommend getting in touch with Andy at MyPerfectFranchise.net if you're trying to take your life into your own hands. Get over, connect with them, see what they have to do, offer for you. All right, Rusty. Jackson Cantwell is the next domino, as you mentioned. And it's look, this is, I wrote an article about this on Friday, and I said the gist of it ended up being that while June and July have been the biggest months for recruiting, and really it's really that July-August window the last 2 years has been kind of the preseason recruiting and getting it done before the senior years begin. This May, to me, feels like it sets a big tone. If Georgia walks into June holding the commitment of Jared Curtis and Jackson Cantwell, I'm not, again, not to say these are Pied Piper guys, but if I'm a guy looking to market myself and be attached to some names, and I've got the number one overall player in the on three industry rankings in Jackson Cantwell, number five star plus on every service, right? And I've got the number one quarterback in the on three rankings in Jared Curtis. Those are guys that I would like to be close to when the time comes. Big decisions coming. Jackson Cantwell leading up to this, and we talked about it the other day, Rusty, Jake and I did, the idea that you said, you know, getting the number one quarterback in America is never going to hurt. Well, having the number one offensive tackle move his commitment date and schedule a little visit with you prior to his new commitment date, ain't nothing wrong with that either.
Yeah, I mean, there was all kind of things out there, and I just felt like that, look, guys, you know, I go on the dog walk. I say, hey, guys, this ain't over with Jackson Cantwell. Like, Georgia's still in this thing. I don't know if they're going to get him. And then, like, the next day he comes out and postpones his, you know, announcement. I felt good that Georgia was in this thing. Do I know they're going to get him? I don't. But I do know there is some very detailed conversations between Georgia and him and his people. And he really likes Athens, man. He has a lot of connections. That's been well written. His family, his mom and dad, you know, training with the I think just a track coach at Georgia. In fact, at one point, I think him and his dad lived together while they were training, you know, for Olympics and those types of things. So there's a lot of connection with Athens with this young man. And he's been visiting now for 2 years. So is that the only determining factor? It's not. You want to know the truth? He's got Drew Rosenhaus as an agent. Right. Drew Rosenhaus had Alex Rodriguez. Okay. So Drew Rosenhaus has Michael. Drew Rosenhaus had Michael Williams. And I believe Drew Rosenhaus had Malachi Starks. So, you know, Drew Rosenhaus doesn't deal with Rusty Mansells. Let's just make it clear. Drew Rosenhaus deals with freaking dudes and dudes that are going to, you know, get some, they're going to be well off. And, so there's a lot of different things there, but I think that Georgia's in a pretty good spot there with him. Now they've got, you know, 9 days left before that decision is made. Let's get one five-star out of the way on Monday, see where we go, and then we'll go straight there. But I feel like if Georgia were to get Jared Curtis on Monday, then man, they're in a good spot for Jackson Cantwell. Almost reminds you kind of back in the day when Jacob Eason and Ben Cleveland together, you know what I mean? Yeah, and, sure. You know, those kids were two kids from different part of the country and met each other in the recruiting process. And they were like, you know what, let's go to Georgia together. And they did.
Dog Night 2014. I remember it well. This was an interesting question, and I did want to get to this one. Kate Jeezy says, Rusty, you keep saying teams aren't going to sign multiple number one position players anymore, but is it not possible Georgia gets Curtis, Cantwell, Bowman, and Atkinson? Not saying we get all, but possibly multiples. Let's not get into necessarily the specifics of those names, but talking about rev share, Rusty, I think people are wondering, how can you get that many guys of that caliber together in one place with the dollars being what they are?
I mean, you look at that group right there, and My goodness. I'd love to be in on, I'd love to be one of their accountants in that group. Listen, we're all learning. We're all learning here. You know what I mean? How you're going to do this. And you only get a certain amount of the pie. Like, this is what you get to spend. So if you were to go all in, say, on five players, what's left for the rest of your class?
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, what, you know, I'm learning too with everybody here. You know, could Georgia sign those guys? Yeah, they could find a way. What's left? You know what I mean? How much money's left there? And what's the other rest of your class going to look like? So all of this, I'm telling you, man, all of this is such a learning model this year with this entire deal. I think you saw Ross Dillinger from Yahoo the other day when the report came out of Texas with a $30 to $40 million salary. And his quote was, This is a team that is front loading all of this money before this thing kicks in.
Right.
And that's the rumor. You know what I mean? Like, so there's all kind of jockeying going on. The anticipation is for this thing to go in July 1st. That kind of what it's said to be. But it's going to be interesting how it plays out. I know I talked to one school that I would say an employee of that school, and they basically told me with their, just say their 100 players, they're trying to keep contracts like right here. Quarterback's going to be up here, and then everybody else is going to be right here. They're not trying to get their rooms out of balance. Some schools are saying we're going to pay the top 35 players, and then we're just going to have to hope these next guys can develop and be good. There's no right answer. They're all going to learn. But I kind of figured that was going on. Are you going to pay those top 30 players 75% of your money, and the other 25% are just going to be guys that kind of you hope develop and can give some depth to you? I don't know the answer, but we're going to find out real quick. I know this. I'm very confident that Kirby Smart has studied every single angle of this. He will be 1,000,000% involved with all these decisions. But I know this much. I'm confident that that Georgia is going to be very competitive as long as they can be. But when you're out of money, you're out of money. There's no, you know, supposedly not going to be much wiggle room with this stuff. And we'll see how those things go out. Now, people are going to say, what can the collective, you know, what can they do on the side? That's the question. There's this Dilaudid committee. That committee is supposed to say if University A can only pay that quarterback $2 million a year, but he gets a $3 million a year commercial from company A, they have to be able to show they have done that before. They have to show examples. It can't just be a rogue payment. We're going to see with all this. That's kind of the avenue. And I've talked to a lot of college people now. A lot of college people think that's going to work. That's going to regulate a lot of this if it does get signed. A couple questions. Expect Kirby to get more portal players? No, Georgia don't get any more portal players. They're pretty much done from everything I heard. That window's closed now. Somebody pops in like July or August as a grad, they might. But I think Georgia's pretty much done there with those spots for the portal. I think they did good, man. Then they got, you know, I think they would have liked to have gotten one more D lineman, maybe. Didn't quite work out, but they answered the boxes that we were confident in edge, we were confident in D line, and we were confident in running back, and they did all three right there.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, you mentioned, and it came to my mind while you were talking about it, Rusty, the kind of trial and error of this whole thing. And there has not been just one solid, this is how it works yet. And, if it were all about giving the money to the top guys, I firmly believe Jimbo Fisher would still be walking the sidelines in College Station. That's just not how it's played itself out. There is a lot of trial and error to this thing. It's about development. It's about payment. There's a mix of all of this going on. And quite frankly, Kirby Smart and company appear to have been pretty adept at handling most of it. For the big spenders out there, look, say what you want. Miami's not been in the playoff. I mean, you know, it's not a situation where sometimes these schools that you're hearing about dropping the biggest coin are going all the way or making it to where they want to be. USC, I'm sure, is not paying bargains for this stuff. I mean, there's a lot of guys are trying a lot of different things. They've proven themselves pretty adept at least keeping kind of a chip in a chair and staying in the mix. And I think that, you know, once again, they've got a chance to do that. And again, I think that it's one of those things where this decision for Jared Curtis, while it doesn't necessarily make or break Georgia, it does come at a great time for Georgia because it allows Kirby and company to regroup and refocus moving forward.
Couple of questions here. Motivated, dedicated. So Roger's not hitting the portal. The portal is closed. So the only way you could go into the portal is as a graduate. Roger's not going to be a graduate. Roger Robinson's not going to be a graduate. So should be ready to roll fall camp. Comment below. Georgia went behind Rayola's back to actively recruit by actively recruited Pugliese. 100% false there. Both players were told, specifically Ryan Pugliese, that we're taking two quarterbacks, and Dylan Rayola knew that the whole time. And I'll say this, like the whole Dylan Rayola thing was the problem with that was it was so late. You know what I mean? There was so late with all of that. So that's sure. Where, you know, he flipped basically the last weekend. They had no opportunity to add anybody, but they were very upfront. They were going to take two players. There were some guys in that class that wanted to come to Georgia and they said they were full. So, what I mean by you learn lessons sometimes, you learn lessons sometimes. So,
our producer with the note that kind of threw me there. Yeah, Pugliese was committed to Georgia first,
and Pugliese, who the first time I ever met him was at the Nashville On Three Elite deal.
Right.
I think Jake was there with us. He said, look, Georgia's taking two quarterbacks. I already know this. You know, I'm not worried about it. He knew Dylan Rayola was a target as well. So I've said this the whole time. I don't know how he's going to play out, but you want to talk about somebody that's wired right? Ryan Pugliese
sure.
is freaking wired right. You know what I mean? Like this kid from day one, I've said it a million times. I sit there with his dad at a bar one night in Nashville. It was awesome. It was me, Ryan Pugliese's dad, Sammy Brown's dad, and a couple other guys. I was just listening to them talk, and it was great conversation because they all were going through this together. And I heard Ryan Pugliese's dad basically say, look, I had to tell Ohio State to quit calling. My son is going to Georgia. And you know, like how hard that was for them, you know, because sooner or later you got to cut somebody off. And, you know, I'll definitely remember that for a long time.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Guys, look. Mm-hmm. We will have you covered wire to wire on all things Jared Curtis tomorrow over at Dogs HQ. Throughout the day, we'll be on probably through the decision, after the decision for sure. We'll be coming to you live regardless of what happens, whatever way it goes. Rusty, you got a pick for the people tonight before we get off here? You got to lean on it? You got to lean on it maybe?
I mean, I'll say this, like I've been consistent. If it's Georgia, it was definitely Mike Bobo, and it was definitely the comfort they had there. You know, he has recruited this kid and his family as hard as you possibly can. Now, that's not the only factor anymore, and it never will be with these guys. It's not old school where you just dig in and you win the family. It's a wrap. But I think the decision to go all in, you know, a year and a half ago on this kid, if they get him tomorrow, that paid off because number one, Georgia and Oregon are both going to be competitive in that market. And somebody said on there, one of the comments earlier was, it says not about money. It's not, if it's only about money, then he's probably going somewhere else, but nothing's cheap. And I'll end it with this for tonight. If it's only about money, Kirby Smart's not going to win that because he's not going to do that to his team. He's not going to have somebody walk into a room making three times more than a starter. And that's his philosophy, and it's paid off for him. And this rev share is going to be different, obviously. But if it's about money and only money, then Georgia's probably not the place for you.
Absolutely. Guys, get over, check it all out. We'll have you covered on Dogs HQ. Like I said, we'll be live again tomorrow following the decision here on the Dogs HQ YouTube channel, regardless of what happens. So tune back in for that one as well. We appreciate you tuning it in for Jared Curtis Watch 2025. And it comes to a conclusion tomorrow. We'll see you soon. Have a great night.